Today is Monday, April 29th. The title for our devotional is Jesus Empowered by the Spirit. Today, we're beginning week 5 of our Power of the Spirit campaign. Remember, the key word when we talk about the Spirit is power. Spirit is the one who empowers the Christian life. Therefore, paradoxically, power in the Christian life is attained by greater surrender to the work of the Spirit in our lives. So far in this campaign, we've seen that the Spirit gives resurrection life to the believer. He empowers righteous living, he reveals truth, and he produces unity in the church. This week, we will see that the Spirit empowers and leads the ministry of the church. Let's begin with the life of Jesus and see how his ministry was empowered by the Holy Spirit. First of all, the birth narrative of Jesus in Luke 1 through 2 is full of references to the Holy Spirit. The angel, Gabriel, tells Zechariah that his son, John the Baptist, will be full of the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb in Luke 1:15. Gabriel tells Mary that the Spirit will empower the virgin birth in Luke 1:35. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit when she hears Mary's greeting in Luke 1:41. Zechariah prophesies through the Holy Spirit at the birth of his son John in Luke 1:67. Simeon was full of the Holy Spirit. According to Luke 2:25, the Spirit revealed to him that he would see the Messiah before he dies in verse 26, and the Spirit led him into the temple when Jesus was there in verse 27. Luke is clearly making the point here that God is doing all of this. Before Jesus was even born, the Spirit of God was at work, revealing that his life would be one like no other. Interestingly, Jesus did not begin his full-scale public ministry until he was about 30 years old, when the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove at his baptism. We read in Luke 3, 21-22, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.'" From this point on, the Holy Spirit directs and empowers Jesus' ministry. We read a few verses later in Luke 4, 1-2, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry." The wilderness, you'll remember from the Exodus story, is the place where the Israelites, the recently rescued and redeemed people of God, failed. They complained about not having enough bread. They created a golden calf and worshipped it. Where Israel failed, however, Jesus succeeds. If we were to keep reading, we would see that he resisted the temptations of the devil in part because he was full of the Holy Spirit. This passage, even on the face of it, challenges so many of our notions about Spirit-empowered ministry and what it looks like. Intense temptation doesn't mean the Spirit is not with you. Sometimes Spirit-empowered ministry looks like weakness and a desperate need for God in our feeble state. Spirit-led ministry may not always be up and to the right. In fact, it may even be in these times of weakness that the Spirit is doing the most ministry in us and through us. You'll also note that the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. We aren't really given a reason for why the Spirit led him here, but he did, and Jesus obeyed. In doing so, he proved himself to be faithful to the will of God, obeying and trusting in the Father's plan of salvation. At the end of the wilderness temptation, we read in Luke 4:14, "Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside." So here, at the outset of Jesus' ministry, he's led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil, and he overcomes the temptations of the devil, in part through the power of the Spirit, and then he's led out of the wilderness by the Spirit as well. This sets the stage for Jesus' entire Spirit-directed ministry. 4 verses later, Jesus is preaching in the Nazareth synagogue. He opens the scroll to Isaiah and reads, we read about this in Luke 4, 18-21, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is quite the claim. This is a messianic prophecy from Isaiah. So Jesus is here declaring himself to be the Messiah. From this prophecy, we see the Messiah's ministry is sourced in the power of the Spirit in verse 18. He begins the verse by saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." The Spirit, then, is the one who empowers the Messiah, Jesus, ministry to proclaim the gospel to the poor, freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, setting the oppressed free, and proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. This is how Jesus inaugurated his ministry. For our reflection time today, similar to our week one reading from Romans 8:11, which says, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the spirit who lives in you." So similarly, the same spirit who empowered Jesus' ministry empowers our ministry today. So if Jesus' ministry was empowered by the spirit and we have that same spirit, what ministry are you doing right now that you tend to carry the burden of, or instead of surrendering it to the leading of the Holy Spirit and trusting him to make it go according to the will of God?